This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an official overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, the year in review. Michael Harrison not with us this weekend, but I have broadcasters Rich McFadden and Joe Crummy here. Joe has a podcast called Evil Thoughts. Unfortunately, his thoughts are so evil it sometimes melts our connection. So hopefully he will keep his thoughts to himself. Well, no good if he keeps his thoughts to himself.
Keeps this evil to himself.
Yeah, right. That's right. Rich McFadden, associated with lots of Doug Steffen entities over the years, has become quite an opinionated broadcaster, and that's part of what this is about. I was explaining earlier the news talk relationship, talking about what is in the news, opinions, some explanations sometimes, maybe it's a better way of putting it, to the backgrounders with the stories that are compelling. The top 10 items in the story department this year have to do with the terror attacks and politics, race relations, immigration reform, tax reform, fake news, North Korea, the Me Too movement, Trump and the Russians and all that good stuff. So on the people list, we haven't actually gone through the people list. Let me go through and we'll pick apart some of these people and what they have meant to our discussion, what their presence means to life in America. I thought it was interesting, Richie, a whole group of talk radio people were put into number 10, including Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham, the TV hosts Steve Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel also in that position. Number 9, the bad guy politicians from overseas, Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin. Number 8, the bad guys from the world of television, movies, Harvey Weinstein, Al Franken, John Conyers, Kevin Spacey, Charlie Rose, Matt Lauer, all in those 8 and 7 positions. Michael Flynn and Robert Mueller in the 6th position. Mike Pence and John McCain in the 5th position. Sean Spicer and Stephen Bannon in number 4. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, the 2 most powerful Democrats, number 3. Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, most powerful Republicans, number 2. And the president is number 1. Honorable.
You know what? Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer actually do this year?
Make fun of, try to get
that's
away.
All, that was their official, job this year was just to ride Trump all year long because there was nothing they could really do.
No.
I mean, all Democrats didn't have to vote for anything, didn't have to do anything.
But the way the snooze media is working over Trump, it looks like at the end of the year will be, I would bet a year from now, there'll be a change in either the House or the Senate as to the numbers.
I say you look at Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, and Paul Ryan. There might be 4 different names there next year.
Yep. I think you may be right. Okay. Honorable mentions, Jeff Sessions and Roy Moore, along with Doug Jones. I don't get Roy Moore at all. Is this guy, like, totally flaked? Does he not have a grasp of reality?
It's his firebrand. He will not admit to defeat. He will not. He's the anti-establishment. He's kind of a little bit like you, just to the extreme.
I don't want to be here.
He's like you, Doug.
Yeah.
He's like you, man.
No, but he's just that. Even though he's done history, he will not admit it. I've been robbed. I want to be the martyr, and I'm going to take my followers with me.
Yeah. See you later.
Yeah.
Let's see. Also on this list of honorable mentions, John Kelly and Rex Tillerson. Now, I'm not sure. Well, Tillerson seems to be, now that he has separated himself from Trump, now he's the darling of Nancy Pelosi. See, we told you, Trump's no good. Even his own people don't like him. Look at that. I don't know. What's the speculation, though, as to who's going to be the new attorney? I'm sorry, the new Secretary of State?
Yeah. I don't know. I hope he stays for a little while longer.
Yeah, he's actually, I didn't think he'd be good because of his stripes, but he actually has turned out to be fairly thoughtful, I think.
Sure,
also,
sure.
Yeah. Also on the honorable mention list is Colin Colin, Kaepernick, and Roger Goodell. What a meathead. They both meatheads, from my perspective anyway. You look at this. My God. Give us a break, will you?
Yeah, I don't know why they couldn't figure that out, you know, if you want to approach
it. They could if they wanted to.
Right? If they were smart. It's not that hard to do. But no. Don't diss the anthem. I mean, it seems to me they want to say, oh, we're really not dissing the flag. We're really not. But it's all predicated on dissing the anthem, which really is analogous to the flag, or it is the flag. And I don't understand why they can't. Patriotism. They could have straightened it out really
easily. Supposedly, football is all about patriotism. It's the American game now. Instead of baseball, it's football. And it's all about patriotism, supposedly. Not with a lot of these players, it isn't.
Here's the deal. You use this tool to make your statement, and then you destroy the tool while making your statement.
Yeah, all right.
Well, you know, the thing is, I haven't seen it spread to the NBA, and I figured it was going to. I mean, maybe there's been one, too.
Well, the NBA is not doing it.
Adam Stern or whatever his name is, he'll have none of that.
Isn't it?
And that's not going to happen in MLB either. You know, they're very shrewd in MLB. They don't want any of that. And, I don't know why they allowed it in the NFL, but that's what happened.
Okay. Also in the honorable mention list, the Trump family, all the wife and the daughters and the sons and stuff. And what do you say?
Did you hear that story that it just broke yesterday? And
Melania Trump has an $88 dress from Penny's?
No. That's a good one, too. I didn't even know that one. No, where I think it was Jared Kushner. Grandkids. Right in the background, there's this tiny little flag, and apparently it's a Confederate flag.
Stupid story.
People really freaked out about it.
I don't know the story. Like,
they're vacationing on a boat, and Ivanka takes a picture of Jared Kushner and their son on the boat. And 300 yards away is another boat. And that boat just happens to have a Confederate flag on it. So, of course, everybody in the world thinks that, you know, of course, they put this must be just a coy.
It's a dog whistle.
Right.
Right. That's what they were saying. That it's a dog whistle. It's somewhere. You know, that they're really racist, and this is how they're sort of...
Trump set this all up. He said, I want to send my kids out to be on a boat, and we're going to just stick a Confederate flag in the background so that we can really put our racist views out there.
Right. Well, that's how we communicate, you know. Moronsies. It's like a secret decoder ring, you know.
Right. So Twitter just exploded over this photo.
Wink, wink, wink.
You know, that's one of the things that isn't in the stories of the year, but it seems to me there's a lot to... social media... And its impact on society, the way that it's being used, all the lies, fake news.
Fake news,
A lot of it, anyway. And
tons of it. Tons
nonsense. It comes from,
you know, the
nasty, angry side.
People make up stories. Just make them up. There's that one about George Soros who had a heart attack on Christmas Day. I mean, totally fake. People are faking people's tweets now. It's a free-for-all on the net, especially Facebook.
I had to take a break from Twitter. Stuff. Twitter just got, it's just out of control. Well,
there was a study done of the positive versus negative tweets. Only 5% of the tweets on Twitter, which is where... tweets go. Tweets are on Twitter, right?
Yep.
Twitter tree.
Exactly. Yes.
That's right.
5% of them, 5% were positive for Trump, overall, there are three times more negative tweets on Twitter than for Obama, for Trump. Trump has three times more negative.
I would expand that and even say pretty much all social media is more negative than positive, because spineless wusses in their basement with behind the protection of their keyboard can say whatever they want that they would never say to someone face to face. And that's the problem with social media, is you've got this hidden identity where, you know, I can say whatever I want and nobody will be able to see me, touch me, find me, get to me, whatever it is. And it's just, it's become so mean.
Yeah, but, you know, the question is, what are you going to do about it? And to me,
you know what I'm going to
do anything about it.
I'm going to stay away from Twitter because it's just...
Well, that's what I like. What I worry about, though, is when I was listening to President Obama was on with Prince Harry. I guess they released the audio a couple of days ago. They I was talking about it on the podcast. What I worry about is when you have people say, okay, well, we're going to fix this, and it's going to be a governmental solution, or it's going to be regulated, or it's like, you know, people are too mean, so we're going to fix that. That's what worries me. I agree with you guys that people are negative and nasty and evil, and I'm sick of it. I like what you
perfect
said.
Perfect example. Evil thoughts. iTunes has the podcast from Crummy every day. Evil, evil, evil thoughts. Now let me help you become healthier. Enhance your immune system by 700%. You ready to do that, Joe?
700%.
Yes, sir. Yep. Make 800. I want it. Come on.
Fruits and veggies. All the doctors that are associated with me on the air say the same thing. If you eat your fruits and vegetables, maybe 9, 10, 11 servings of fruits every day and 11, 12 vegetables, everybody's going to do that, right? No. Everybody's not going to do that. But you can have the same impact on your immune system eating balance of nature's fruits and veggies in the form of the capsule they have. Two bottles. One says veggies on it. The other one says fruits on it. You can get them by going to balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV to enhance your immune system 700% in 7 days. Also, the folks at balanceofnature.com provide you with a health coach at no charge to go through the things that they have on their roster that can help you give yourself better overall health. The trick is to do it now when your immune system may be a little compromised after the holidays. It's cold, people getting flu, they are exposed to you, you're exposed to them, the flu, cold, all that stuff. If you have a strong immune system, it'll never bother you. And we all know that getting food is the best way to make our bodies better. So supplement your food with the fruits and veggies from balanceofnature.com. It's balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV. You get the first month's supply free, plus some other special discounts, all kinds of things in their catalog. Check them all out. But the veggies and the fruits are the most important and the most successful. Check them out and order at balanceofnature.com. Code DJV.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? you can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Joe Crummy from the Talk Radio world. Michael Harrison off this week. We're going through the various and sundry items on the people list and the story list for 2017 with a few items of interest as we look ahead to 2018. I think one of the things that will not go away is the focus on Russia, the Russians, and their misconduct, if that's what it is. Interesting, there are two things that I came across. You guys will chuckle if you haven't seen this. First, the Russians are upset. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, has issued a warning to the United States of America. He says, do not meddle in my upcoming election.
I love it. He's like, I got my hands full enough to meddling in it myself.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
The foreign ministry accused the U.S. of direct interference into the electoral process. It says the State Department is messing around. The State Department, I think this week, went on record opposing the decision to ban Alexei, is it Navalny? Is that how you pronounce it?
Sure, yeah.
The guy who's running the...
Close enough.
I'm surprised he's still breathing. He's running against Putin. The Russians have declared him ineligible to run. So the State Department has said the Russians are cracking down against independent voices. That's unacceptable. And so anyway,
the last guy that tried to run against Putin got mysteriously taken out.
Disappeared. Yeah.
Right. And so the city of Washington D.C. decided to name the street that surrounds the Russian embassy after that guy that Putin had knocked off. Yeah.
Oh, how much fun is that? I didn't know that.
That's
cool. All right. Also, the Russians have accused the U.S. this week of violating an arms control treaty by agreeing to supply anti-missile systems to the Japanese. Foreign Ministry spokesperson said that the deal with Japan is part of a bigger plan by the U.S. for a global anti-missile system that will take us out. Wow. Japan's cabinet approved the plan to buy a couple of U.S.-built Aegis missile systems. Their concern, obviously, is North Korea. They want to protect themselves from that knucklehead. And so the Russians don't like it. So,
well, add on to that, that the Chinese just got caught red-handed giving oil to the North Koreans.
Yeah, of course.
And it's a direct violation of the UN sanctions.
Nobody can figure out why it is that the Chinese still are playing games with this guy. He's dangerous for everybody. He's bad for business. If there's some kind of display on our part of anger aimed at North Korea, it's not going to be any good for China.
The only thing I can think of is that China just must sit there and just go, watch this. This will be fun. Let's annoy the Americans again.
Right, it's a hedge against American hegemony in the region.
But you see, Joe, what you don't understand is that's the way Richie thinks. He thinks everybody is the same as he is, and that's the way. Yeah, he likes to stir it up. He's the grenade thrower.
Me?
No. Yeah. No, me? Who, me?
No. Yeah, I would never do that.
No, of course not. No.
Especially to you.
All right. So anyway, the Russians. What else, Joe? What other observations of the Russians, the Chinese? Who do we have to worry about?
I think throw Iran in there. Well, I think Trump was right. Didn't he say yesterday that the whole Russia investigation makes the United States look bad? To an extent, he's right. By the way, my position is keep the investigation going. I like it. I used to be, oh, look, we have to stop this. This is a waste of time. I think it's great. I want to see the Democrats waste all their time because you guys were making...
And your money.
You know, yeah, whatever. Yeah. That, you know what? Small price to pay. See, I like it. I want to keep these people. Damn right. I want to keep because they're going down one dry rat hole after another. This is great. And you guys mentioned to me, this is really great that you mentioned that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, what have they done? And that's the point. I like it. Nothing. Right. Keep going.
Joe Crummy makes yet another point here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, with compact SUVs being the hot new thing, Nissan released the new Kicks. The new Kicks is an all-new crossover and is meant for the urban adventure-minded buyer. It is packed with features including standard automatic emergency braking and intelligent around-view safety monitor. Under the hood, a 1.6-liter four-cylinder engine with front-wheel drive and an expected fuel economy of 33 miles a gallon combined. Just to give you that personal feeling, speakers embedded in the headrests. The Kicks will have a starting price of below $19,000. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Mick Miles.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Grandmothers in the future may very well say, a smartphone means a lazy brain. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Scientists are closely studying the impact smartphones have on your daily life. Sadly, they are finding that these devices are slowly taking over our ability to think for ourselves. There are two types of thinking, intuitive and analytic. Analytical thinkers work harder at problems, using brain power to seek logical solutions. Intuitive thinkers rely more on outside help like smartphones to find information they may otherwise have figured out on their own. Our brains naturally tend towards mental shortcuts, so having your Android or iPhone handy can be a bit too enticing. This is a bad thing. When you replace thinking with a prosthetic brain, over-relying on simplified problem solving, well, as grandmother might have said, you use it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Four after the hour now. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're focusing, kind of, we're straddling 2017 and 2018, as you might expect. This program will continue as it has for the past 15 years. I think actually we started doing this, I started doing it 15 years or so ago. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, actually started a countdown show, I think the first or second year he's doing Talkers, so it would be 23, 24 years ago. And because the News Talk format is the most popular format on the radio, it has survived and thrived in many different incarnations as far as people involved in it are concerned. Michael's off this week, and the people involved are Joe Crummy, who has a podcast called Evil Thoughts. Richie McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. It is evil. You are evil. So it's easy to get to that. I came across something that sort of speaks to where we are. We're talking a lot about Trump and the investigation and international relations and what's going on with the Russians and the Chinese and so forth and so on. So I thought you two and everybody listening would, if you haven't seen this commentary that was published in the New York Times, I believe, Rex Tillerson writes, "Over the past year, the United States has faced immense challenges in its dealings with North Korea, China, and Russia, and its efforts to defeat terrorism. But Americans ought to be encouraged by the progress the State Department and the country including the U.S. Agency for International Development, that's the AID office in the State Department, have made in pushing for global peace and stability. When President Trump took office, he identified North Korea as the greatest security threat. He abandoned the failed policy of strategic patience. In its place, we carried out a policy of pressure through diplomatic and economic sanctions. This year, the UN Security Council unanimously adopted three of the strongest sanctions in history, including bans on a wide array of North Korean exports, coal, iron, seafood, textiles. The U.S. has asked its allies and partners to exert unilateral pressure against North Korea in order to force the regime to change its behavior. Many have responded with positive steps like shutting down trade, severing diplomatic ties, expelling North Korean laborers. Our peaceful pressure campaign has cut off roughly 90% of North Korea's export revenue, much of which is used to fund illegal weapons development. We hope that this international isolation will pressure the regime into serious negotiations on the abandonment of its nuclear and ballistic missile program. A door to dialogue remains open. We've made it clear that the regime must earn its way back to the negotiating table. Until denuclearization occurs, the pressure will continue. And to that end, the reason I brought that up is because Rich McFadden just said, I can't remember if he said it off the air or on the air, as we were talking, finishing the last half hour, the Chinese who agreed with us that they really ought to do something to stomp on North Korea.
And tell us they will.
Cheating. Right. Yeah, they tell us they will, but they're cheating. They're still selling them oil and other things that are important to them. So what is it, you know, what do we do about this? What is the resolution? How do we shake them up to get them to realize that 2018 can't be like 2017?
I think we ought to ramp up the propaganda campaign. I think we should send maybe President Trump, anybody close to the border, and start waving around some Trump steaks. And I think we ought to be going, hey, check out these puppies. You guys are eating tree bark, for heaven's sakes. I think we ought to do more of that stuff. But I will say this. I think that the powers that be in Korea have an iron grip on the minds of the people who live there. But I think we should start attacking that. We probably already are, to ramp up the propaganda. Look what you're missing. Look what you could have. Look what you really have right now. I think the odds, that's what
they
are.
Why don't we start looking at sanctions on China, too? I mean, okay, listen, if you guys want to help our enemy, how about a little tariff on, textiles? Or just find something that doesn't crush our economy because of the incoming goods and hurt them somehow financially until they do what we need them to do, because it's obvious they are stabbing us in the back while shaking our hand in front of our face. And so something has to be done with China to make them just go to the North Koreans and go, okay, game's over, guys. Done.
Yeah, game is over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. Okay, how many people looking ahead, let's just change our focus here, have paid their taxes early for next year? How many people actually know what the new tax law is all about, the new tax reform bill, which is number 6 on the story pile for 2017? This was the major accomplishment. Some people say that it was more for big business and the rich than anything else. That depends on who you read or who you listen to or what you think, hopefully on your own. Although there are, 1,000 pages to this tax bill, so who among us has read it? Not me, not Joe, not Rich, although Joe's got a lot of time in his hands, and he might have read it. what do you get out of this? And it's more policy, so back to the same stuff. Who benefits? Everybody benefits. Who gets hurt? Everybody gets hurt. That's the way these things are. So to focus on it as just one benefit and the other loses, it just doesn't compute.
I mean, how do you simplify a 20,000-page tax bill? You know, you make it 10,000 pages. are we ever going to get it to the point where everybody fills out an easy form? I mean, it got a lot easier for a lot of people just to not have to worry about, we're going to make your deductions for your children bigger, we're going to make your deductions for yourselves bigger, and you don't have to worry about writing off the $50 worth of donations that you made and the fact that you bought three uniforms uniforms for work and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's getting there, but it's not there. But, you know.
I think the key is going to be...
Did you do a podcast on this? Evil Thought podcast on the tax reform?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. And if you take a look at the numbers, you know, the bottom 45% of earners in the United States don't pay any federal tax at all. There's been the typical thing every time the evil Republicans do that, it's always tax breaks for the rich. But if you think about it, the people that are actually paying the freight are the rich anyway. They're the ones that are actually paying the taxes. Mm-hmm. The numbers are really amazing when you look at it. I think the big deal down the line is, are they going to grow the economy? Is the economy going to grow? Are we going to be able to, are we still going to be deficit
spenders
every single year? Wait. Well, that's great, but it's got to continue to grow over the next 10 years because they're talking about $1 trillion in the hole, and we need to grow that economy. If they do that, it's golden. If they don't, we have an issue with the United States. Well, we can't run the government every year on the money that we're taking in because we're spending more than that. We are spending $500 billion we're in the hole every single year. I mean, we have to borrow $500 billion every year just
to... And guess what's on the docket for 2018? Infrastructure.
Well, probably.
And the Democrats want to spend $1 trillion, and the Republicans want to spend $250 million and do a public-private partnership. And the Democrats are like, it'll never happen. There's no way this can work. Let's just spend $1 trillion. So how do we resolve that?
But the
infrastructure needs money spent on it.
But the reason it needs money spent on it, you see, the problem is most people don't dig deeply enough into these issues. The reason we have a problem to begin with is because the Democrats, for the most part, although there's plenty of Republicans that get support from the big labor unions these days, the big labor unions, construction labor unions, are lobbying Congress always to have more jobs. We'll give you more money. You come up with more of these jobs that are created out of bad work in the first place. The interstate highway system in the last 15 or 20, maybe 25 years, it was created during Eisenhower's era, and then the building really started in the 60s through the 70s, early 80s. But in the last, since the 80s, the way the roads have been built, the way the bridges have been built, is they are, it's substandard. The quality of materials, the way they've done it. If you drive around Europe, you will never see the kind of roadworks that we have in this country. Every single damn highway, whether it's a local, a county road, it's a state road, it's a federal road, year in and year out, the slowdowns on these highways are ridiculous. And it's because the potholes and the way the roads are constructed with inferior material and to standards that are inferior, the amount of macadam that's used, for example, how thick it is. You can go to any road in Europe, when they even patch it, they use at least 4 inches of macadam on top of gravel and T-base and all these other things. I know I'm getting too technical.
Okay, I'll play the dumb guy in the corner. What in the world is macadam?
Macadam is asphalt. And the T-base is what the grindings are from the road. They grind it up and they bring it back. This is how crazy this is. They take the old asphalt off the road. They grind it up, put it in trucks, bring it to the asphalt company, and they dump it into the hopper and use it over again with just new material mixed in with it. But the grindings are the same stuff that was on the road before. It's just that they've refreshed it by putting some rubber into it now, and they've got other things in the oil and the juices that they mix into it. But they still are not doing it properly, so the roads have to be rebuilt every 10 years instead of in Europe. It's every 40 or 50 years. Here, it's every 10 years. Same with the bridges. After a bridge is built over a highway, wait and see how many... If you ride the same road every day, watch the steel, after a couple of years, begins to rust and corrode. That doesn't happen in Europe. It only happens here because they build inferior product because they want to keep these guys working. It's a scam. And look at the millions, trillions of billions of dollars that's spent on this just to appease the unions.
One of the biggest points of proof of your theory here?
Uh-huh.
In Georgetown, and much like in Boston and Joe, where you're from in New York City, look at the sewer system. How old are they?
Yeah, 100 years old.
100 years old, right?
Yeah. Never been replaced.
Right. Pipes now, are all they're just starting to need to be replaced right now, but they're 100 years old.
And well, how are you going to tell this? Because when the weather gets cold and it really penetrates into the subsurface of the highways where most of the sewer and water projects are, the water, because it freezes, you'll find there are water main leaks all over the place, everywhere in the country where it's cold. Water mains everywhere are breaking because they don't have the ability to keep the water in. The pressure from the freezing puts pressure on the pipes down as well as up. That's why the surface of the roadway in the wintertime is all lumpy and bumpy because the frost heaves. Well, it goes down as well as goes up. So the frost heaves affect the water system that's 4 feet below the surface, and if it's really cold, the deeper down the frost goes, the more problem is going to be. That's why you see water mains blowing up all over the place in the cold weather. 45 past the hour on the countdown.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Should patients be worried about their doctors? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. American doctors face growing constraints on their ability to provide the best treatments possible to their patients. Reams of paperwork and onerous restrictions on what they can prescribe are diverting their attention from what they do best, delivering quality health care to patients. This development is approaching a crisis level in the view of many physicians. Some doctors are already speaking out on the pressures that insurers and others are placing on the medical profession, but the public and even many policymakers are not aware of how bad the situation is. Patients need to tell policymakers that they want to see the doctor-patient relationship kept at the center of American medicine. It is in the interest of all of us to let doctors be doctors. For more details, check out Facebook, Better Healthcare Policy.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes limescale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with a HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate limescale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
All right, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Richie, 2017 was the year that I fill in the blank. 2017 was the year that I...
2017 was the year that I was able to really watch the things around me grow. The business, the network, you, my kids, my family. There was a lot of growth everywhere around me this year. It was kind of cool to watch.
Yeah, it is. The world is changing so quickly. I've watched my grandson go from, in a year, not being able to really speak. He could, you know, he was able to communicate and waddle around
right.
to this kid who's just fascinating. He's amazing. He's so much fun.
It's cool.
He's into it. He listens. He thinks. He figures things out. And, you know, that sort of thing, you have hope. I am a little discouraged because I think a lot of the millennials have gotten so wrapped up in devices that they don't have a clue about what life is all about. But I think the kids coming along underneath that are able to grow. Your kids are just young enough. Sean is what, 13 now?
13, yeah.
So,
oh, they're smart, man. They're smart as whips.
Yeah, that's it. And it's good. We need smart people.
Yeah.
Rich McFadden, smart guy. Doug Steffen, pretty smart guy. The countdown, 10 before the hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from the
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 past the hour now. Talk Radio Countdown Show continues with the Honorable Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a specialist in law and scams. Now, I don't know whether you want to put the two of them together, because a lot of times lawyers are in there working people over. One of the things that is the year end, Steve, I'm looking at the continuing imposters, the scams. Oprah has been on Instagram this week warning her friends and followers about online imposters pretending to be her.
Yeah.
Apparently this has been some big deal that's very fraudulent. People trying to... She supposedly, according to the fraud, is giving away $100,000, and of course that's... You register here. That's the scam, right?
Yeah, and the thing is, Oprah's a perfect target for this, because people are so familiar with shows in which she would give to the audience every member a car. So
yeah.
Is it really that outlandish? Yes, it is, that anyone who gets an email from her is going to be able to get some huge amount of money. But the other problem is that it is just so easy to imitate someone through online communications and social media,
Facebook,
and you know, you've got to be skeptical and check everything out.
Steve Wiseman's website is scamaside.com, where you can go to check out a lot of these things that are not only pertinent to this time of year, but there are always scams. There's no end to how people can figure out using the technology how to screw you. Speaking of screwing, legal, the Apple folks. Well, I have an experience this week built around my iPad. I had it updated. I have a 5-year-old iPad. It was updated, and as a result of the update, nothing works. And apparently Apple builds that into the upgrades to make the iPhones, iPads, whatever they have, not usable. And people have known this. I didn't know it. But how in the world, I guess there's a class action lawsuit, how do they get away with this legally? They basically are screwing their customers intentionally.
Well, what I have seen is that Apple has admitted recently, particularly in regard to the iPhones, that they are built in to slow down and therefore be less effective as they age. And this isn't just me less becoming less effective as I age. This is something that they actually build in there and didn't communicate it. So you're going to have to constantly get that new one. This, you know, this certainly could qualify. The Federal Trade Commission has a regulation for unfair and deceptive trade practices. And building this in and not informing the consumer about this, I think probably is a significant violation of the Federal Trade Commission Act. So it'll be interesting to see what Apple does and what kind of spin they're going to put on it. But yeah, basically they're getting you to buy more products by building in that your present product, which would be just fine, will not work effectively after a period of time.
So instead of getting the one thing that they have decided to do, apparently, because of the lawsuit and all the things they've acknowledged publicly, instead of paying $79 for a new battery, you can buy it for $29. Big deal.
Yeah.
All right. Other things that, as we look at the end of the year, what do you think the legal ramifications going forward, are they too confusing? The Me Too movement has created this focus on leches. And what, at the end of the day, how much is this going to cost these people who are guilty of these things, whether it's in divorces? You know, you look at Matt Lauer, his wife has gone to some of the most expensive divorce lawyers in the country to try to sharpen things up a little. So, I mean, that's only one aspect of this. There are other people who, it seems to me, could file on vulnerability charges. So what does this all cost?
Well, you know, it'll be less so in divorce, because the trend in divorce law has changed considerably in recent years, where fault is less of a ground, unless it's financial fault, if someone is blowing the money. But if someone is having affairs, that generally is not considered by the courts as a factor in providing more money. My biggest concern is, I think it's long overdue that we have an awareness of sexual harassment and sexual abuse. My concern is that it does seem that there is a range. I mean, there was talking about someone making a comment as opposed to being the equivalent to someone who had raped someone. And then there's the issue, you look at Danny Masterson, the charges that are being made now, and he lost his job, he's lost a lot of money, are 12 years old, and that they have been investigated. So right now, people aren't really getting due process. Now, I think offenders, they should have the proverbial book thrown at them and right at their groin. But just by making an accusation, it seems that people are having dire consequences. So,
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.